If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Discover the story of the culture warrior, Don Wildman, and how he went head-to-head with Hollywood, Playboy, the homosexual agenda, and the Disney empire. The movement Don started paved the way for Christians to boldly stand for truth and righteousness in a hostile culture. Watch Culture Warrior today for free. Visit culturewarrior.movie.
Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed. And if you want to watch our show on the internet before we get to our... Well, I'll go ahead and welcome Steve Paisley-Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Ed, how do folks, if they want to watch this show, and I don't know who wouldn't want to, how can
these
they
lovely
do,
faces.
They can do that.
Grizzled faces.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you can't go. First of all, we do encourage people to go to our own streaming platform, stream.afa.net. And you can, it's easy to sign up, and you can watch shows live there. This one's still live. You can watch it. Or you can go to our Facebook or YouTube page and catch the live video stream there as well. By the way, if you also want to catch past episodes, now these don't come with video, but you want to listen to this show, for example, from last week, you can go to AFR.net, and there is a little menu at the top that says podcasts. You can click on it, and you'll go to a page where you can scroll through and find the program you want to listen to the podcast and catch up where you've missed. So
I think watching our program online is encouraging to people. I think seeing us is encouraging because then they go back to the mirror and they say, well, hey, you know, things aren't that bad.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that is a good point. You can, by the way, go to AFR.net just on your computer and listen to the program, although I don't think we have a video there at AFR.net. So,
all right, Steve, something else happened in Texas this morning, right?
Yeah, this morning, fairly early, a gunman who was armed and had tactical gear, had a rifle, he went down to the border crossing at McAllen, Texas. Now, McAllen is right on the river there, and they have a border crossing.
The Rio Grande River,
thank you. And he started shooting. He hit one police officer, McAllen police officer, was struck in the leg. The first reports are that he's going to be fine. But they engaged and killed the shooter. We don't know motive yet. We don't know anything about who this person was. He was a man, but...
So he was shooting at a border patrol station?
Yes, border patrol, ICE, and...
A lone gunman, so to speak?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
a lone gunman. They shot and killed him.
They did.
Yeah.
They engaged and killed him.
So that happened this morning.
That did. It happened early this morning. And so that's, I guess, good news. It's sad that one of our officers was shot in the leg, but...
Yeah. There weren't more...
There weren't more.
There wasn't any more tragedies there.
Right.
All right. Go ahead, Steve. Next story.
All right. I've been watching and listening to the coverage you guys have been doing about this just tragedy. I've been crying, literally tears, all weekend. Every time I think about this, I was talking with our church, sent some little girls camping with our youth, our children's minister this week, and so sad. But that doesn't preclude some people from being, I think there's some evil going on in the world. So there's a narrative going on out there that Donald Trump, you might be surprised to learn, in some minds is responsible for all of this because, budget cuts. Doge probably took away some people from the Weather Service, and then they didn't get the right information out. And so you're having You're having people like this crazy lady who I don't even know who she is. It doesn't matter. But listen to Cut 17.
It's a hard pill to swallow, huh? The fact that if you would have just voted for Kamala, that those kids in Texas and all those families in the RVs would more than likely still be alive. But instead, you just made fun of her laugh while people were screaming at you that if he was voted in, people were going to die. And look where we are. Bunch of parents who can't protect their own kids.
Who is that?
Just an evil lady speaking on. They identified her. The website, the TikTok or the tweet, Twitter entry that I saw had her name and where she worked and contact her and let's get her out of there. I'm not interested in that. Just as an example, because this is an ongoing. We've had a couple. We had a Houston mayoral appointee named Sadie Perkins. Who tweeted out, she made some cruel videos where she said, I'm knowing I'm going to get canceled for this, but Camp Mystic is a white-only girls' Christian camp. It's an all-white, white-only conservative Christian camp, which it is not. There was a pediatrician who has been fired
since. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
So this woman who said what you just said.
Yeah.
Was a mayoral.
She was an appointee.
Has she lost her job?
She lost her. She was unappointed, and she will not be re-invited to join the panel.
Let me just say this. I haven't even looked at the Mystic Camp website or anything, but I can tell you right away that what she's talking about is not true. Nobody has a whites-only camp in America anymore. Maybe 50 years ago, 60 years ago. You don't have that anymore. You may have a camp that's very expensive, but that it's not It doesn't discriminate on. I don't even know if that camp's expensive and what is expensive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she just that's ridiculous to say the least. And she's I'm glad she lost her job because you shouldn't be saying that and be an employee of the Houston, Texas.
Well, and
why do you say that?
And to me, if you have like a black church. And they send a bunch of their kids to a camp. That doesn't mean the camp is black only.
I know.
It's that for that week, the black church sent their kids. Now, you can say, well, all our churches should be integrated. Well, whether that's true or not, that's not reality. The reality is you have churches that are in this neighborhood or churches
that's
that are
right.
in this neighborhood, and people in that neighborhood go there. But to leap to the accusation that this is a whites-only camp just shows that some of these people are mentally ill.
There's a Dr. Christina Propst, who is a pediatrician, and she's lost her job after she tweeted out, "May all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters, and pets be safe and dry. Kerr County MAGA voter to gut FEMA." They did not. "They deny climate change." They do. "May they get what they voted for. Bless their hearts." As the Southern.
Well, she was a Houston. I was reading about this. Yeah. She was a Houston, Texas pediatrician.
Right.
Now, she was born in New York City and raised in the New York metro area. I'm just looking this up here. So she's not a local, is what I'm saying,
yeah.
from Houston. Not that that necessarily doesn't mean there aren't others who think like her there. But she got fired, right?
Yeah.
She got
yeah.
fired for saying that. And listen, if you're a conservative or, God forbid, a Christian, and you say something so heartless and callous, even against your political people, your
right.
political enemies, your political
right.
that you disagree with politically, you're going to get fired.
Well, here's this pediatrician. The picture to me, pediatrician from Houston. You say she's originally from New York. She looks to me like she's in her early 40s, maybe in the picture that I'm watching, her late 30s. And I'm going like, you've ruined your whole career.
Yes,
you've ruined your whole career because you had to say something so. Heartless, as she's saying, these families, these children deserved it because they're in a county that voted for Trump, and therefore you don't believe in science.
Yeah.
So I was stunned by that. If somebody, especially somebody sober,
right,
you know, writing something like that, and somebody with an education and a profession, she has a professional, you know, job there in the area, a pediatrician, and here she is saying something like that. It'll be a long time before she gets a job back, seems to me.
Yeah, anybody who does a social media, just a Google search is going to come up with her name. I'm looking at a picture of her. She's talking on some video, and there's a screenshot. And looking in the background, she has pictures. I'm guessing those are her children. I'm assuming that she's probably married. Well, guess what? She's dragged all them into it, too.
Yeah. Why do you do something like that? Why does somebody say something like that?
You and I were talking about this before the show, okay? You know, part of the danger of social media is you think, first of all, you need to comment on things. And then second of all, you comment without thinking, without taking time to reconsider, because you want to be first out there with it. You don't talk to, you know, we all used to, when Randall Murphy, who's worked here at AFA, is the editor for our monthly magazine. He's my editor for years. We would get letters, nasty letters in, and sometimes I would respond heatedly in a letter. And I learned early on to take my letter to Randall. Have I crossed a line? He'd say, I would put it in a drawer and reconsider the wording tomorrow when you cool down. And I just never forgot that. And social media tells you not to do that. Because by tomorrow, everybody's moved on.
Yeah.
So you want to get views, you want to get clicks, you want to get clout or whatever, you respond right now in the heat of a moment. And this woman, this doctor destroyed her life, and probably her husband may have to quit his job. They may have to move to somewhere else, because in the spur of the moment, she said something absolutely heartless.
I will say it's quite cathartic to be able to write a spicy letter, an angry letter, and put it in a drawer. I've done that.
Yes.
Never sent it, but just to get it off my chest.
Yes.
What's the old thing? Don't hit send. Wait 24 hours or longer before you hit.
So,
yeah, that's true.
So the accusation is that the National Weather Service did not get enough warning to these campers or to this area ahead of the storm. And the pundits online and some of the Democrat lawmakers and some of the media are saying it's because of cuts that DOGE made to the National Weather Service. Let me give you the facts here. The National Weather Service issued on Thursday morning, this is 24 hours at least before anything happened, an expanded flash flood potential to include Kerrville, Texas. At 1:18 p.m. on Thursday, it set out a flood watch. The Weather Prediction Center issued three participation discussions for the excessive rainfall as early as 6:10 p.m. on Thursday. They issued another warning at 6:22 on Thursday. The first flash flood warning was issued at 11:41 p.m. This was 3 or 4 hours before anything showed up. At 1:14, the flash flood warning with considerable tag was issued to the county. So over and over and over again, they gave the proper and even a partisan rag such as Wired, which is a very liberal
partisan rag.
Published.
I think you're already defined.
Yeah. They said that there's nothing that could have, they could not have foreseen this or given any more warning than they did. So that's the facts just out there. But the whole Trump derangement syndrome thing is running wild, and there's no bounds for people that are that.
Well, that was we refer to the comments from that Houston pediatrician. That was Trump derangement syndrome on steroids, you know, so to speak. Anyway, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Elon Musk, Steve, what's he upset about?
Well, he's upset that the big, beautiful bill passed.
Why?
Because there's a lot of, do you want to know why we think he's upset or why he said he was upset? He said he was upset because there's spending, a lot of spending in the big, beautiful bill. A lot of it's offset by tax breaks, but he's upset with the spending, saying that the U.S. cannot afford it.
I've been saying that for 20 years. It doesn't matter.
It may or may not. I can't.
Doesn't matter. We can spend as much money as we want to.
Until we can't.
Go ahead. Or Barra. I should say Barra.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One of the things that was in this bill, though, was a rollback of some of the credits that you got if you bought electric vehicles, which did not do his Tesla company any favors. And some people say he was really upset about that. But he has gone off several times against the president, who's been kind of, I mean, Donald Trump has called him now a train wreck. He's going off and he's starting his own political party called the America Party.
Who is?
Elon Musk. He thinks he can get 40% of Americans to sign up. Those that are in the center of both parties, plus all the middle people in the United States, he thinks he's got a path, but not many people do. This is what President Trump truthed out. I am saddened to watch Elon Musk go completely off the rails, essentially becoming a train wreck over the past 5 weeks. He even wants to start a third political party, despite the fact that they have never succeeded in the United States.
You know what? I know a lot of people probably thought this, but I remember a few months ago, maybe even back during the election, when Elon Musk was going to rallies for President Trump and helping him and speaking out on his behalf and so forth and so on. My wife said, this is not going to work.
This is not going to end well.
Well, no, because she said, you got two
egos,
alpha male egos,
yeah,
going on here. You got the richest man in the world and the most powerful man in the world. That's probably not going to, you know, they're probably not going to be in agreement.
One has to submit to the other. That's the way this works with the president. So,
yeah.
So can Elon get with the program? I'm just talking about in terms of scoping out how this works. And he feels strongly enough, because he's a businessman, I understand his concerns about the debt just completely sucking the American economy into the netherworlds. And so he was tasked with cutting government waste and then turns around and the one big beautiful bill has trillions of dollars more of deficit spending. So he's frustrated with that. Now, Steve, you think, I don't know. So, but this is kind of what you think in terms of what he's really upset about.
Well,
Elon Musk.
I know that the cuts were in the bill. I know that he has a lot of money and time to the electric vehicle subsidies. The big, beautiful bill did away with all the incentives to make our entire road system drive electric. Now, he knew this, and in fact, at one point early on in the process, he said, I know that this is probably going to cost the subsidies and everything. It's not really good for Tesla, but still the cuts that we have are going. I really think my opinion is it is suspending cuts because he put his entire career on hold.
Yeah.
He put himself as enemy number one. His dealerships were being torched.
Yeah.
His cars were being set on fire. His reputation was in tatters among many. Not that he cares. He's got enough money that doesn't really hurt him. But he went through all of that pain with Doge just to try to get some substantial cuts in spending. And none of them, and they were all kind of wiped away with a big, beautiful bill, like nothing that he did mattered. And that was a lot of capital that he spent on.
I think that's it. I don't like when people who are taking the side of the president on this, I think Trump's doing an outstanding job as president of the United States, but I don't like it when people say, just because Elon Musk has a beef and it's public and it's ugly and I don't like that part of it, but to then say, oh no, his motivation is illicit.
Right.
No. Oh, wait a minute. Last week you didn't say that.
Yeah.
When he was helping President Trump. Now you're saying because he's come out opposed to him, all of a sudden his motives are bad, based only on money. And I would say, no, I think the guy's got enough money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think he's got enough money, and his Tesla's been a very successful business, and he has other businesses. The guy's a genius.
Yeah.
I do think it's that. I do think that he was frustrated because he's all this capital, time, and energy, and blood, sweat, and tears, volunteering to help the president, and then only to in his mind have everything negated because President Trump is endorsing a big, beautiful bill which has a lot of government waste. Spending in it. Now, my question to Elon Musk would be, you didn't know this? you didn't have a conversation with President Trump when he went into office saying, now, you are going to be against government waste in legislation, right? And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or did you not know that this is the way the game is played?
Yes, yes.
In Washington,
Elon
D.C.
Musk is acting like he's shocked
and
by
it,
this.
And it is a game. It's a horrible game. Both political parties
play it,
with a few exceptions, up to their eyeballs in it.
Yeah. So I would say, too, with respect to President Trump's part in this, is that he didn't beg Elon Musk to support him. Right? Elon Musk got on board with him. Really, Elon Musk got on board with President Trump because he was so worried about what the Democrats would do to our country if Kamala Harris was elected president.
Right.
Socialism, communism, that's what he was warning against. It wasn't that he was, you know, I didn't see him as agreeing with everything that President Trump did and said. But with respect to President Trump, I think, in fairness to him, he's only dealing with this moment in time, with the economy, with this government spending, and you're dealing with a margin in the House of Representatives where the Republicans only got a 4 or 5 vote margin, and he's got some senators that are Republicans that are, you know, it's hard to get. I mean, J.D. Vance, vice president, had to break the vote. It was 50-50, even though the Republicans have a six vote margin in the Senate. So you're dealing with it's very, very hard to get legislation passed in the first place. And as we saw with this big, beautiful bill. And so I think the president had to go along with a lot of what people would say would be wasteful spending or increasing the
the national debt as well as
spending limit.
Yes. Plus another thing is, and I don't know, this might sound like a criticism, but so be it. President Trump has never cared about debt, or he's never been a fiscal hawk.
Right. Huh? I think he's one that, being a businessman, he thinks that with the right amount of capital investment, you can make up for the spending.
I would agree with that.
Tax revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But he's not a big believer in cutting and making a balanced budget.
That's not how you build. That's not how you build towers.
Right.
You borrow money.
Right. And hope it all works out.
And then hope you make that back. You pay everything off.
Now, the last thing I'll say about Elon Musk, and I applauded him. I think he served the president well for the time he was in there. And I was, you go, Elon. And then when it got ugly, you're just going, like, why does this have to happen? I like both these guys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But with Elon Musk, this idea of a third party again, this is a dumb idea by Elon Musk. It's not going to work. It's never worked. See Ross Perot.
Right.
Okay, if you want an example of this. And there are others. Many have tried. I know how many times I've heard this over the years from Christians. Oh, we need a third party. You know, so, and I'm going like, no, you need to pick a party and Republican or Democrat, and get involved and shape it, work through that, because Americans are not going to vote for anybody but a Republican or a Democrat. They're just not, and that's not going to change.
And you can't just, I always try to make this clear, you can't just say we're going to form a third party and get the best presidential candidate you ever saw, and we're going to take the White House. Well, you know what? Then now you got two political parties working against you in Congress. So you've got to also win seats in Congress, and that is a long-term project. The only way I see that happening is if there was some sort of economic catastrophe in this country and everyone blamed both political parties, then they might be open. But short of that, this is a fool's errand. His heart's in the right place. He wants political purity, does Elon Musk, but that really doesn't exist in Washington, D.C.
On that encouraging note, ladies and gentlemen, we will end this show. All right, thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Fred earlier in the program, Brent Creeley, our producer, Ed, for joining me today. And we will see you tomorrow. And thanks for listening to the program.